Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, July 24th and 7:45 Central Time. And that means it is time to check in with our second guest. Our guest this morning, the Reverend Heath Curtis. He's coordinator for stewardship in the Office of National Mission here at the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Good morning, Pastor Curtis. How are you this morning?
Very good.
Good, good. See, tell us, what is the Office of Stewardship? What is Stewardship Ministry and the LCMS all about? What does your office do?
Right. Chiefly, we produce ongoing resources, we produce new resources, and we do a lot of speaking engagements. And so if folks check out lcms.org/stewardship, there they'll see many of the resources that we put together. So we have, perhaps in your bulletin, you've seen our bulletin blurbs, a little idea from one of the Sunday lessons about stewardship and how that relates to our vocation in the home, in the church, and in society, or our newsletter articles in your church newsletter, may use those. And then we also have all kinds of resources that are more for the stewardship committee or the pastor or people who are really interested in helping their church grow in that area, planning resources, Bible studies, sermon helps, you know, a whole gamut of things are there under our resources at the website.
Now, quite often, for some of us, when we hear the word stewardship, it automatically turns into dollar signs. We think of money instantly when we hear stewardship. Oh, here comes another talk about money. What is stewardship really about?
Stewardship is about using everything that the Lord has given you in your life according to how God has called you in your vocations. And so every Christian has a vocation in their home, in their church, and in society. These are the three spheres of life that Luther likes to talk about so much. And this is really the natural place for stewardship to fall in Lutheran theology. It's not just this disconnected piece that's just about money, just about funding the mission of the church. We should be looking at everything that the Lord has given us, all that stuff Luther talks about in the first article of the Creed he's given me, you know, body and soul, eyes, ears, reason, senses, property, you know, land, a job, family, everything he's given me. And he's given those things to me for a purpose. He has a job for me in my home. He's called me to be a husband and father. He's called somebody else to be a wife and mother. He's called somebody else to be a brother, a sister. Everybody's called originally to be a son or a daughter. We've got a calling, a job in the home. And that makes a demand on us as far as our support and our time and our attention is concerned. And it's the same in the church. I'm called to be a Christian. I'm called to be part of the worshiping community. We have in our worshiping community, we have, you know, this that needs to be taken care of and that that needs to be taken care of. And if you've got a skill set where you are good with your hands, you know, someday you're going to end up doing the plumbing at church. You're going to end up rewiring the church. That's going to be something that, because of the gifts that God has given you, that's going to be a role that you're going to play within that vocation. And then we all have vocations out in society, whether sometimes that's through our occupation, through our job. Sometimes it's just that all that can come down to just being a good neighbor in the different places God has placed you out in the world. So in the home, in the church, and in society at large, we all have a calling and a purpose from God, and he calls us to use everything he's given us toward those purposes. So finances are one aspect of that, but chiefly it boils down to your time, your attention, and keeping those three callings, those three vocations in the proper balance as God has given them to you.
Why is the how we use our resources? We all have, as you pointed out, we all have been gifted in different ways. We all have different things. We obviously have what we need for this life, but God gives us according to as he sees fit, I guess we might say. And so why is the how we use these resources, the gifts that God has given us, why is that important?
Sure. Well, again, if if we could get out of balance with what the Lord has given us in each one of those callings, that's where the problem really comes in. I mean, chiefly when we talk about stewardship, you know, everybody's heard a preacher give a Bible study or a sermon that deals with, you know, how we're funding the mission of the church, and are we giving as God has called us to give. But pick one of the other vocations and talk about it through that way. So, for example, talking about your vocation as father and mother, as parents, are you properly using the financial resources God has given you for the raising of your family? And so what I often say to people is, you know, it would be irresponsible for a family to give away, I guess unless they were among the mega wealthy, but for a normal middle-class family, it would be irresponsible for you to write a check to your church for 80% of your income. Now that God has given you a different role in your life, husband and father, that makes a claim on a larger proportion of your finances. And so we should begin to see all this in balance. So looking at the financial aspect of this, my vocation in the home, what kind of claim does that make on my income? And then my vocation in the church, what kind of claim does that make on my income? My vocation in society, what claim does that make on my income? And keeping all those things in balance is the key, and realizing that each one of them is a calling from God and a gift from God, putting all that into the big picture. And then stewardship's not just this one-dimensional funding the mission thing. It's all of life, all that God has given me, and me using that according to how God has blessed me in the callings in home, church, and society.
So what I'm hearing you say is stewardship is about vocation, not about money.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's about everything that God has given you. He's given to you so that, you know, there's always a so that. So God's given you your health, he's given you your property, he's given you your income, he's given you your intellect, so that you can, as Luther says, be the masks of God, be God's hands, and you can do God's work in those three callings. And so for Lutherans, we should never view holiness as something that only happens in church. You know, that's what Luther points out, is the great mistake of the monastic life, of thinking that God's purposes can only happen in the four walls of the church. No, God's purposes are in our family, in our world, in our church. And so to see everything we do, as everything we're called to do, as a holy calling from God, and that, you know, that gives a flavor and a purpose to life that's really absent, or perhaps it's not absent in people who are kind of sucked into the monastic way of thinking about things, but then we see people, you know, getting burned out volunteering at church, or, you know, they don't have that balance in their life. They become workaholics at church, you know, volunteer-aholics maybe. But no, all of my life, God has called it into a balance, and it's discovering that balance between those three callings, how that applies to my time, how that applies to my finances, how that applies to my planning for the future, how all those things work together, that's where we find a life that is both driven by the purpose that God has given to us, and that's a happy and fulfilling life, rather than a life where we're either drained by chasing, you know, the great American dream and the dollar and everything else, or on the other hand, where we're burned out by becoming, you know, the volunteer-aholic. You know, we need to put it all in perspective, put it all according to these reasons and purposes for which God has called us, and then this reduces the stress that we have in our family. If it's gone about appropriately in a church, it reduces the stress that churches feel about trying to make budgets, and our society is a much better place when everybody is seeking to live as a good neighbor. And so this is how, you know, so when we're talking about all this, to put it in another Lutheran category, we're talking about the law. Now, this is God's good will and purpose for our lives. And following that good will and purpose for our lives, it's never going to save us, but following that good will and purpose for our lives does bring with it many, many blessings. So this is what, you know, Luther says at the end of the Ten Commandments in the small prayer, in the small catechism. He says that, you know, God promises grace and every blessing to those who keep these commandments. So this is another way of approaching our sanctification, our keeping of God's law, that the law is a guide for the Christian life. All of that also is what should inform our way of looking at stewardship. So stewardship doesn't just hang off on its own. It has a place in law and gospel, third use of the law, sanctification, vocation, and so our goal in the Office of National Mission Stewardship is to place that stewardship stuff in its proper theological categories so that it's no longer some scary thing that's hanging off on its own, but that it's an organic, natural part of what we do as Lutherans.
Tell us about some of the resources available from your office. You mentioned that there are a number of resources available from LCMS Stewardship Ministry.
Exactly. Again, you know, it's lcms.org/stewardship, and I would encourage folks to poke around there. We especially have a whole new set of, you know, comprehensive stewardship resources. So that's called the A to Z Stewardship Resource Packet. And they're in different categories. So if you want to get into the theology of stewardship, there's a whole section for that. If you're on a stewardship committee and want some ideas for how to go about stewardship planning in your congregation, you know, there's a section that's very nuts and bolts. And so there's something there for everybody, for the pastor, for the lay person who just wants the Bible study, for the lay leader in a congregation who needs resources for whatever it is they're called to do in their congregation. All of that is there, as well as many of our time-tested materials. You'll still find all those. And the thing that most people, and I would love to see more congregations use them, I think can be most helpful are these the ongoing resources for weekly and monthly use. So the bulletin sentences, which are little devotional thoughts on one of the Sunday readings, and then the newsletter articles, I think a lot of congregations have found those very helpful. There's something to keep this notion of stewardship through vocation in our sanctification. These are ways to keep those in front of the eyes of the congregation over the course of a year, and so that it's not always, you know, sometimes it's very easy to do the stewardship thing once a year and, you know, once and done. But instead, to have this always before the eyes of the congregation, to have it be part of how we think through the scriptures. And essentially stewardship, when we come to the scriptures, stewardship is asking the question, well, how does this lead me to live in my Christian life? Where is this scripture pointing out? How should I be living the Christian life?
Well, you can find out more at lcms.org/stewardship. We've been talking with the Reverend Heath Curtis, Coordinator for Stewardship in the Office of National Mission here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Pastor Curtis, thanks so much for being our guest today on His Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
God's blessings.
You too.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the Daily Lectionary. Stick around for that right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.